John Petherham and Janice Newton interview David Henderson, Family Memories of Aboriginal Presence, November 2021.
Okay, that's Spark Hut.
Yeah.
So that's near the site that the Aboriginal... is the record?
From the book, and John's told me, and we've even visited the site where your ancestors as children said they saw a corroboree in the gully.
Yes, in the gully.
Now, I just wanted to clarify that who it was who may have seen that. Was it your grandmother or was it her parents?
My great-grandfather. He was born on the roads in Melbourne, what they called the roads, the shipping roads. They called them the roads where the ships, R-O-A-D,
oh, okay.
Where the ships sat.
Ships anchored.
All right.
They didn't come into the port because the crew would have gone to the goldfields. So they anchored off the...
And that was 1854.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I've read about that. So it was your great-grandfather who, as a child, because he was born... After your great-grandfather arrived as a baby, and it was his parents who came in 54, did they settle in Cabbage Tree straight away? Was that in about 1854, or did they go somewhere else first?
I imagine they went for the gold rush. It was on
the camp, or
they came out for the gold rush.
Yeah, came for the gold.
And of course, conditions in Ireland at that time were extremely bad because you had the potato famine.
Yeah, so you imagine they just headed for the gold fields, and that might have been Ballarat and Creswick?
Yes, well, they built the hut in Creswick anyhow, so I don't think they were ever in Ballarat.
Right.
Yeah.
So straight to the Creswick. And so the year your family settled in Cabbage Tree, or some of your ancestors, would have been that same year, 1854, or a bit later? You don't know.
Well, they settled. No, I don't know, because, see, this William would have been 4 or 5 at least. When he was watching the episode.
That would be 1858.
Yeah, well, there was a bit of a gap there between his birth on Port Phillip and...
Yeah.
He'd have to have it in his memory, wouldn't he? And when... So he saw them and he crept away and hid and watched. Did you ever get any sense of... how big the group was, whether it was a dozen or...
No, never.
No sense of how many.
No.
And when it was dancing and singing, though?
Yes. He would have told my mother, of course.
Yeah.
Because he was still alive when she was... He was still alive when we used to go up to where they lived eventually for Christmas Day.